So why now? It's the question everybody wants to know. Why did you wait this long? And was there something specific about the sports world that forced you to keep this inside?
Well, for me, it was a long, it's a culmination of a long personal journey. You know, really, it wasn't until this moment in time today, sitting here with you, that I was really, I thought, prepared to do that. And certainly, the fear that drove that was that if that aspect of my life became public, that would limit my ability to follow what was really my passion, to be a part of team sports and to be a part of everything that I love about it. And I was concerned that disclosure could limit what I would be able to do in my career.
What was it that you saw in the locker room, in the executive suites, in this sort of psychology of the NBA that persuaded you that you couldn't be openly gay and successful in that arena?
Well, certainly nothing unique to the NBA, and nothing that I would ever characterize as a hostile environment of any kind. There's just what I've kind of termed the conspiracy of silence, where it's just a topic that's not discussed. It's just nothing that is comfortable to be a part of our work environment, you know, totally out of step probably with where our society is today, but it still exists.
But that's what I want to pursue. Why is the sports world out of step? Because in other environments, legal profession, the acting profession, the arts, science, academia, there don't seem to be these inhibitions. Yet in sports, it is so much, as you have felt it day in, day out, part of that culture. Why?
You know, it's interesting. There are those who have said it's no big deal what I've done, but I don't think I'd be sitting here with you today if it wasn't a big deal. And I